I have Adam Schefter from ESPN on the line. He heard a rumor.
Oh, great. Tell Schefter to stick his rumor up.
Sonny.
Hey, our NFL ESPN insider, Adam Schefter, presented by your Colorado Mercedes-Benz dealers. We were referencing Adam earlier as he was very busy breaking the Urban Meyer story. Well, I guess let's start right there, since it's the freshest stuff, and then we'll get to in-depth with the Broncos and what they did yesterday. But what are you hearing? What are your sources telling you about Urban Meyer?
Well, I just put out there on Twitter, and this is truly the very latest, and I can tell you that I am 100% sure it's 100% accurate. How about that? Urban Meyer's deal with Jacksonville is close, not yet done, but is quote-unquote trending that way. The two sides are meeting again today. The agreement could be done as early as today, but as of now, there is not one and no press conference planned yet, because it's certainly going in that direction. And we'll see if he changes his mind. But that's where we are as of this moment, literally.
So now, correct me if I'm wrong, I still believe they don't have a GM. And this has been a trend here in the NFL where you hire the coach first and then you put a GM in place. Is that what's going to happen here with the Jacksonville Jaguars as well?
Well, listen, just think right now, Urban Meyer, if he gets hired before they hire a GM, obviously he's going to dictate that. They have Trent Baalke, the former 49ers GM, on staff, and he would be a prime candidate to take over as the GM there if and when Urban Meyer is hired. And so that's the situation there. We'll see what they do. But Urban's been assembling a staff of college coaches. And so, you know, again, this is going that way. And barring a, you know, Josh McDaniels change of heart, it's going to happen that he's going to be the coach there. So, again, we'll see if they could finalize it today, but that's where we're at right now.
Pure speculation, or maybe you've heard something. Is he a Fields guy or a Trevor Lawrence guy?
I think he'd be a Trevor Lawrence guy, I think, but I wouldn't rule out Justin Fields. He's got a history with him, knows him well. Obviously, he'd be as qualified as anybody to judge what is and isn't going on. It's a situation where I think Trevor Lawrence is and remains the favorite to be the number one overall pick. He's a generational quarterback. But, hey, look, Urban Meyer is going to have his choice there at the number one slot, and that's one of the attractive parts of taking this job.
So take us into the insight into, or give us some insight into the Denver Broncos hiring of George Payton, how this went down, and was it close? Was it a tough decision, or did George just blow him away?
I think it was all those things. I think that George Payton is a guy that's had opportunities to interview for any number of general manager jobs in the past, and he's taken some and not taken others. And I think he's been one of these guys that's always been courted but has never really made the jump. And he's a guy that is very well respected. There was a tweet last night that I don't know if a lot of people realized it, but I'm going to bring it to your attention right now. There is a front office member in Minnesota named Rob Brzezinski, and he's a vice president of the team. And the Vikings tweeted out a thank you and a congratulatory message to George Payton saying, for 14 years of dedication and hard work, the Vikings can't thank you enough, George. To which Rob Brzezinski topped that tweet by saying, and I read, our business is about people, and my man GP is one of the finest. Brilliant and dedicated football mind. Better person. My brother for life. Denver, you got a special one.
Wow. What an endorsement. So when you and I, when we talked with you last week, you were like, hey, huge search. Take advantage of Zoom. 20 candidates, if you will. They chose really not to go that way. They had a small list, and there was a lot of debate about just how attractive this job was. Did this hiring show that, hey, the Broncos job was very attractive and wasn't just simply one of 32?
Yeah, listen, the Broncos went about it the way they wanted to go about it, right? To me, they were anxious to get a guy, and I think they identified George Payton as a guy that they wanted. And when you look at it, I think that they were really impressed with George, and I think they were really impressed with Terry Fontenot, too, by the way. Okay, the Saints personnel man, who I think is going to wind up as the general manager of the Atlanta Falcons. So you have that here as well. And I think that after they spoke to George and Terry and Champ Kelly, I think they felt like, okay, well, we could talk to a lot of different people, but we found people that we love. It's sort of like if you go on a date you can keep dating all you want, but if you meet somebody or a couple of people that just knock your socks off, why do you keep need to dating people?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question, and obviously very ringing endorsement. So what's the first order of business for George Payton as the new general manager of the Broncos?
That's a great question, Stink. I don't know if there's one simple answer. I think it's just to come in and evaluate the roster and see where you're going to get aggressive in the offseason, see what areas you need to strengthen. I'm sure he studied that roster front to back, head to toe, before his interview with them Broncos. He stepped in knowing everything about every player. And now it's just enacting it, working with the cap people, working with the coaching staff, working with Vic, figuring out what they're going to do. Who they want to bring in at quarterback, if they want to bring in a quarterback. Do they want to draft a quarterback? Do they want to leave Drew Lock there unchallenged? Who do they want to go after? It's all those things that every team is going through, but obviously George Payton's going to have to acclimate himself to doing all that in a new organization, in a new environment around different people.
I think the overwhelming takeaway yesterday was it was not a good day for Drew Lock, but it was a very good day for Pat Shurmur. Is it easy to connect the dots here because Shurmur was with Minnesota just a couple years ago and say that yesterday was some sort of endorsement of Pat Shurmur?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think Pat Shurmur stands on his own. I think George Payton stands on his own. I think the fact that they happened to work in Minnesota for a brief period of time, okay, that's an added bonus. The two men know each other and they're two good men. So, again, what does that do for Pat Shurmur? The fact that George Payton's hire, what do you mean by that? Like it's an endorsement of him or helps him or what does that mean?
I think the sense is that Vic Fangio is on somewhat shaky ground that he has that 1 year to prove it. Whereas that maybe Shurmur is on a more solid footing that he isn't necessarily directly tied to the hip of Fangio. No,
I don't buy it.
No,
I don't buy that. I mean, I don't think they're thinking like that. I'm not thinking like that. I think that, look, I think George Payton comes in with a 6-year contract. George is going to be the man here. If they decide that they're going to make a coaching change, they'll make a change at that point in time. And I think my guess is, who knows, right? But Pat would be in that decision. Like, it's not like, okay, we're going to fire Vic, but we're going to keep Pat because I'm close to him for my time in Minnesota. Right. I don't think that at all. Right. I think it's two separate situations.
Real quick, last one for me, Stink, you jump in afterwards, is 6 years unusual? When you look at the normal deals given to general managers around the NFL, is six the average, or is it a little on the longer side?
It's a little on the longer side, but here's the thing. You know, George Payton has been a man in demand. George Payton has not made the jump for anybody. If George Payton is coming to Denver, where there are questions about ownership, where there are questions about quarterback, where there are questions about coaches, you want to make sure you're locked in. If this is the one you're jumping for and you can get 6 years and they're willing to give 6 years, you're taking that. And this is the first time in a long time that the Broncos have gone outside their organization for a general manager. It's the first time in a long time that George Payton has bit on the bait that's being waved in front of him. When he was going to do it, he was going to do it way the right way. And so that's what happened. He took the 6-year deal.
What do you make of Elway's role going forward? How involved do you think Elway is going to be with the day-to-day and, you know, the big decisions? He talked about making, still helping with the big decisions. But how do you view his role going forward?
Almost as an advisor here. Somebody that kind of oversees but doesn't decide. I think he's a part of the organization. He's the director of football operations. But when they make the decision about who to draft, that's going to be George Payton. When they decide which free agents to sign, that's going to be George Payton. Working with Vic. Hey, George and Vic are the decision makers going forward. John watches, observes, offers input, offers guidance, offers advice, does those sorts of things. George and Vic decide.
All right. Adam, thank you, man. We appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Adam Schefter, our NFL ESPN insider. Presented by your Colorado Mercedes-Benz dealers.